Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And joining us now from the trading floor of Rabobank in London is Jeremy Stretch, who's senior currency and market analyst at Rabobank. Jeremy, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
I wanted to talk to you this morning about really the reaction to an extraordinary plunge by the dollar against the yen yesterday and really against other currencies. First of all, is that continuing today? And given the interest rate cut of the Fed and the attempt by OPEC to support the bottom in the oil price and that being unsuccessful, what does this dollar move mean?
Well, in terms of market movements, we're continuing to see extreme volatility in financial markets in the short term. I think in part that's because at this time of year we always have lower levels of liquidity in any case, but of course we have seen the removal of several market participants through the course of the year because of the credit and banking crisis. So we are seeing extreme volatility. We have seen further losses in the dollar against the euro this morning, and we've seen some fairly exaggerated moves. And in terms of the yen, we have come back somewhat, and that's largely due to the fact that the Japanese authorities witnessing the yen rallying to 13-year highs against the US dollar and the negative impact that it would have on its exporters have made some threats regarding currency intervention. So that has helped at least the dollar retreat somewhat from those extreme moves that we were seeing yesterday against the Japanese currency.
How can a record move by the dollar downward and on the same day that there's a production cut at OPEC not support the price of oil?
Well, I think what we're seeing, of course, is that markets were anticipating that OPEC would be cutting output. But I think what you have to remember is that it's all about demand and demand expectations in the current environment. And, of course, not only are we seeing the developed world slowing quite dramatically, but I think also assumptions about oil demand in the emerging markets, I think, are also proving to be downgraded quite dramatically. And, of course, the big swing consumer of oil over recent years has been China, and with expectations of the Chinese economy proving to be scaled back as well as those, as I say, in developed markets, that's really impacting the price. So despite the production cut, it's those expectations of very much weaker demand through 2009 and potentially even well through 2010, which is really proving to undermine the oil price.
Well, Jeremy, before we go, you know, we've seen in the last couple of days low volume, high volatility. Is that continuing from Asia to Europe and as we anticipate Wall Street's open?
Yes, I think so. I think after having such a traumatic and tumultuous year, I think huge numbers of market participants have probably had enough, to all intents and purposes, of being battered around by markets and market movements over recent weeks and months. So I think a lot of people have decided, well, enough is enough. Let's lock down for the end of the year, and we'll come back with hopefully a clean slate in the first week of January and reassess where markets go from here. So I think that does argue that we are going to see still elevated levels of volatility, but probably relatively low trading volumes.
So stable until January, but then there could be another wave of redemption. So we'll have to talk to you then. Jeremy Stretch, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Jeremy Stretch is senior currency and markets analyst at Rabobank. He joined us from the trading floor there at Rabobank in London.